Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and I also thank the delegation for their responses to almost all of my questions, very brief responses. I had two additional inquiries. One is related to your awareness-raising programs to prevent trafficking, particularly in rural areas, and how are these programs tailored to reach the most vulnerable groups, and also foreign women and young girls? And the other query was in the context of COVID-19, when the economic hardships worsened, many young girls were forced into, particularly from rural homes, were engaged in prostitution. They often face sexual exploitation, with some being abused and left without support. Public support facilities remain inadequate, and in some cases have become sites of further exploitation, highlighting the need for stronger measures to protect vulnerable women across Japan, including disaster hit areas. What specific measures are you taking to prevent the exploitation and trafficking of young women and girls, particularly those pushed into prostitution due to economic hardship or family instability? Thank you.